Duncan nodded magisterially, bloodshot eyes surveying us. Without warning, he flung back his head and emitted a terrible howl. I jumped in my seat, spilling half a cup of ale into my lap. Ian and Fergus, who had evidently heard Gaelic laments before, didn't turn a hair. All over the room, benches were shoved back as men leapt to their feet in alarm, reaching for their pistols. The barmaid leaned out of the serving hatch, eyes big. Rollo came awake with an explosive woof and glared round wildly, teeth bared. "Hashin cruinia cuir carriage Gavin Hayes," Duncan thundered in a ragged baritone. I had just about enough Gaelic to translate this as, "We are met to weep and cry out to heaven for the loss of our friend Gavin Hayes." "Eisht thish," Jamie chimed in. "Rukaget o Hamish Emmanuel Hayes, agus Louise an Ichgilioling, an an bala chile varting, an an skide gun gael, an savli an a shach kiet chiac agus a hoon. He was born of Seamus Emmanuel Hayes and of Louisa MacLellan in the village of Kilmartin in the parish of Donanil in the year of our Lord 1701. "Eisht thish." This time Fergus and Ian joined in on the chorus, which I translated roughly as, "Hear him." Rollo appeared not to care for either verse or refrain. His ears lay flat against his skull, and his yellow eyes narrowed to slits. Ian scratched his head in reassurance, and he lay down again, muttering wolf curses under his breath. The audience, having caught on to it that no actual violence threatened, and no doubt bored with the inferior vocal efforts of the drinking society in the corner, settled down to enjoy the show. By the time Duncan had worked his way into an accounting of the names of the sheep Gavin Hayes had owned before leaving his croft to follow his laird to Culloden, many of those at the surrounding tables were joining in enthusiastically in the chorus, shouting, "Eisht thish," and banging their mugs on the tables, in perfect ignorance of what was being said, and a good thing too. Duncan, drunker than ever, fixed the soldiers at the next table with a baleful glare, sweat pouring down his face. "A hasan ich ne galag, solk a hic a guiv fanich ith bas gashgach, gondorag an gia wal heing leish an sa vas shiv, gidach da yifring. Wicked sasanach dog-eaters of dead flesh, ill does it become you to laugh and rejoice at the death of a gallant man. May the devil seize upon you in the hour of your death and take you straight to hell."